and its commodification is something he has spoken of as he has grown older, in his plain way. But for the most part, people who had gone into the streets to protest the Vietnam War were untroubled by the economic disintegration inaugurated in autumn 1973. The idea of pulling together through depression and war turned to mist and then burnt away. The New Deal's social safety net started being hacked at. It was too expensive in this inflated economic world. In Washington, 40 years on, they are still hacking. Individuals made their accommodation with the economic and political reality that had come into being. Progressive politics reflected the new age of conservative individualism. It fragmented, with many people devoting themselves to single issues, fighting for narrow causes that would benefit them alone. I grew up taking part in political demonstrations that changed history. As a journalist, I have covered conflicts whose origins are in centuries-old history, and wars that will still be affecting history a century from now. I have also lived long enough to have acquired a fair amount of personal history. My conclusion is that for all the politics and ideologies and massacres, the greatest force driving history is each individual's realization that they will only live this one time, and either they seek to change the world or accept it as it is. I had to accept my place in the new world created that autumn. London, England, was not part of it. My suitcase was left behind, thrown into the bin. And yet, 40 years later, I'm in London telling you this story. Another thing about history, its turning points may be fixed, but its outcome can never be established so certainly.
Michael Goldfarb with the last of his essays, Autumn 1973. The producer was Julia Habel, and the series was a Certain Height production for Radio 3. Well, the time now is 11:15, and we're going live to Cardiff for a special World on Three. It's introduced by Lopa Katari.
Thanks, Jill. And I want to say Nos Wethar o Cymru. Cymru, rather. Good evening from Wales, a land of rolling valleys where rugby is right there in the national consciousness, and a country that has spawned the great music legends of Tom Jones, Dame Shirley Bassey, and many, many more. We're coming to you live from Cardiff, a scrum not only of rugby fans who are here for the World Cup that starts tomorrow, but also a world of musicians who are here for WOMEX, the World Music Expo. As ever, a chance to hear some of the best emerging musicians from across the world. Now, Wales is a country where poetry is truly at its heart. So let's start tonight's programme with a mellow moment from one of its beloved daughters of song, Kerris Matthews, herself a legend in the making, Cardiff born and bred.
Born in Cardiff, I was born about less than a mile from here in a place called the Royal Infirmary, Glossop Terrace. It sounds horrible, doesn't it? I was born in the infirmary.
Dull, yes.
So, yeah, and then we moved then to Swansea when I was seven. But my chapel, which is Tabernacle, we used to go twice on a Sunday. It's just opposite Jamie's restaurant now in the pedestrian area near John Lewis as well. It's bang smack in the middle of the shopping area. It's quite fun. And Denzel, my minister, who I'm still in touch with, he came to the opening concert as well. So I've got still roots in Cardiff.
Oh, lovely.
But I've also got roots in Swansea as well. Bit of a South Walian mongrel.
I get the sense that, well, obviously from Catatonia days to today, that there's a much stronger Welsh identity in you, or the way in which you portray yourself and through your music. Would that be right?
I think what it is that I have an obsession with traditional music from all over the world. I find it endlessly fascinating because of the subject matter. There's no taboo subjects in traditional music. They were there written and performed before the marketing man got involved, before we got so media savvy. For families, for friends, to teach lessons to the new generation or just have a really good time. And Catatonia is where I made my name. But even within Catatonia, you can hear Johnny Come Lately and Valeria, and they were quite rootsy songs, some of them. And, you know, I was always singing Welsh folk tunes since I was born, really.
Well, Keris, I would love to start this programme with the first piece of music coming from you. Would you sing us a song?
I'd love to. This is ox driving, the use of ox to plough fields. Didn't die out in Glamorgan as quick as it did in other areas. And there's a lot of songs about, it must have been a long day's work ploughing these fields. So, and I always imagine the farmer, his imagination goes wild, as he's just doing this rhythmic sort of work in the fields. Oh, Mary, Mary Cwyn, mae heddiw'n fore mwyn. Mae'r adar bach yn tiwnio a'r gwgw yn y llwyn Homlan, homlan, ho. O Mari land y foch, mae nawr yn un o'r gloch. Mae'n bryd i ni gael cinio hag amser bwyd ar môr. Homlan, homlan, ho.
The distinctive, sweet voice of Keris Matthews starting off the programme tonight and a slight babble of chatter in the studio here. I'm Lopa Kotari and you're listening to World on 3, coming to you live from the Grace Williams Studios here in Cardiff's Millennium Centre. On the programme tonight, we've got Electric Dread, a.k.a. Winston McCanniff, coming into the studio with French accordion player Fixie and their own take of Maloya, the sounds of the Reunion Islands. That's in about 15 minutes' time. We've got a duet between a Welsh harp and the Cora when Catherine Finch and Sekou Keita pop by to play for us later on. Also, some praise singing from South Africa. And I'm going to be joined by three of my learned colleagues to whinge, moan and wax lyrical about the things we love and hate about the music business. But right now, we're going to head over to the main auditorium, the Donald Gordon Theatre, to hear two musicians who may be new to Womex, but they're actually old friends of World on Three, the Furious Fiddlers, the South Indian brothers Ganesh and Kumrish. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ganesh and Kumresh performing live on stage at the Wales Millennium Centre here in Cardiff. After 40 years of playing together, they still sound as if they're having so much fun. I mean, I just love the way they kind of playfully try to outdo each other on finding the best freewheeling riff. You're listening to World on 3, coming to you from Cardiff, the host city for WEMEX 2013, the World Music Expo. If you're online over the course of the evening, we're going to be putting some pictures up of our guests here in the studio. And do tweet us at BBC Radio 3, the World on 3 hashtag. Now, WEMEX has been going for about 18 years. It's a place where artistic directors, labels, promoters, journalists, art organisations, you name it, they come out to check out what's happening in the world music scene. They network like crazy during the day, and by night they get to hear and discover new music, new artists, and, as in the case of my guests now, right here in the studio, new music from established artists. Let's welcome to the programme Winston McAniff and Fixie, and beatboxing with them is Mark Rachman. Welcome, you three.
Thank you very much.
Winston, give me the Garden of Love.
Giving presents to the Almighty. No, we will not wear no frown, cause we're working for a crown. poverty, helping those who are in need. Just can't take no bribe, all the truth we can't deny. You're welcome, you're welcome to my garden of love. You're welcome, you're welcome to my garden of love. Here we are on the same boat, out of petrol, but we're still afloat. Now we got to do our best, and Jaja will do the rest. Through Jah love, we're all in the garden. Seeds of love, we should be planting. We just can't waste no time. Time's a massive spanner, you can't rewind. You're welcome, you're welcome to my garden of love. You're welcome, you're welcome to my garden of love.
Winston, Winston, Pixie. Winston, you're a man whose song always makes my heart lighter and happier. And Pixie, you are a man who is a bit of a genius on the accordion. Thank you guys so much, because you have given us today a world premiere, right?
Exactly. Yes, certainly.
This is the first time that you guys have played on this very land in Britain.
Yeah, my together, God. Yes.
Imagine that.
Premiere.
Imagine.
Winston, what made you go to Paris?
So just searching so I could be doing what I'm doing today. I think you're seeing the results. of where I went.
Well, I'm dancing to the results, that's for sure.
Lucky you.
How did the two of you guys meet?
We met like 6 or 7 years ago. I had another project at this time called Java, and the singer I was working with said, you should meet Winston. And so I met him after a concert, and the day after we were in the studio trying some new things. And we did an album 6 years ago called Paris Rocking. Yes.
And you got Paris Rocking right at that time?
Yeah.
Now, Winston, you're from a family of preachers, right?
Yes,
right?
I am.
And listening to your lyrics, I mean, just that song, The Garden of Love.
Yes.
I mean, this is something that is still obviously close to your heart. Is it a return to religion and a spiritual side of you, or is it something that never really left?
Well, you see, a dog never really have a goat. You know what I mean? A dog never really produce a goat. So
I'm not quite sure what that means, Winston. A dog never really produced a goat. I hear the truth in it, but I'm not quite sure where it's coming from.
I'm still carrying, you know, a certain amount of things that I learned from my parents, you know,
yeah,
which are positive and, you know, everlasting, you know, so life-giving as well. So, you know. We keep on that path, yeah. A pure path, you know.
So, Fixie, tell me, when you met this guy,
yeah,
you know, I mean, what a voice, really. It does make you want to kind of play with him,
yeah,
and play his
sure.
music.
Yeah,
and
wow.
It's exciting, and it brings more possibilities. And so your ideas, okay, was 50%, and when Winston is coming, it's 200%. So it's exciting.
So were you when you guys met? Were you kind of creating a different sound, or was it just that there was this groove came into your head and you thought, yeah, this is how I can play with this guy's song, and this is how my voice can sit with this fabulous accordion?
I think it's a kind of respect and observation of each other. And so me, I was carrying some things as Winston is carrying things also about his past, about his meeting with other artists. And me, I was having a work already about accordion. So I bring this to Winston and Winston, it's a mix, really.
And that kind of, that Maloya Reunion Island sort of, I don't know. It's sweet and it's got this great groove. I mean, is it that you've spent time there, Fixie, or what?
For sure. No, yeah? I did a project with some friends, a local Reunion band called Landigo, very famous over there, and playing Maloya music. So they transmit this to me, and I learned it, and so I tried to transpose it to my own roots with accordion, with more modern music, and Winston came on top of it.
Now, before I let you go to do this next song, which is Let Him Go, I want to ask both of you, are you therefore both rebels?
If we're what?
Rebels.
Musically? Yes.
Yeah? And that's what you're doing? You're kind of pushing the boundaries?
Getting out of the box.
Getting out of the box?
Yeah.
Getting out of his little box.
He's getting out of his box, and I'm getting out of mine.
Thank you.
Be careful.
We pulled the rabbit out of the box tonight.
Jack coming out of the box.
So this song, Let Him Go, am I right in saying that it's a nursery rhyme?
I don't know.
Is it a song of yours, Winston?
No, yeah, it is
a song
of mine.
And it's got this kind of
cha-cha-cha. Yeah, cha-cha-cha, yeah. But we're from cha-cha-cha too, you know? That's what we were taught in Jamaica.
So what I would ask
Presley,
you...
You know?
I would ask you to take your positions once more for the cha-cha-cha.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And we're gonna let him go. And while they get themselves ready, I think the rest of us here in the studio are going to stand up and do a little bit of dancing with these guys. So Winston, Fixie, Mark, thank you very much, and thank you for this fabulous premiere of your wonderful music.
Johnny never hear why he mama say, jump on market truck on a West Kingston. But in the ghetto in the bad company, Now them give him gonna shoot his mother down. Let them go, let them go. They up some indicator, gotta let them go. Let them go, let them go. They up some indicator, gotta let them go. Johnny never knew what life would bring, drinking all his life from a constant spring. The water stopped running, the well run dry. With hands on his head, Johnny saw the fly. Let them go, just let them go. They old Sam in the ghetto, got to let them go. Let them go, let them go. They old them in Soweto, got to let them go. Oh, sir! Johnny never hear why him mama say, jump on market chop on the western sun. Got in the ghetto in the bad company. Now them give him gotta shoot his brother down. Let them go, let them go. They you tell me who had or got to let them go. Let them go, let them go. They you tell me the ghetto got to let them go. Let them go, oh Sergeant Brown. The youth is void of understanding, hey, between you and I think we should think it over and give him a second try. Let them go, let them go. The youths among the ghetto got to let them go. Let them go, let them go. The youths in Soweto got to let them go.
What a treat, what a treat. Electric Dread living up to his name with electrifying performance there. And Fixie, ever since I got my hands onto their album earlier this year, I've been waiting for them to come and play for us live. Winston McAniff and Fixie, accompanied by beatboxer Mark Ruchman, playing for us in the studio here in Cardiff. Well, while they pack up and head off to the main auditorium for their gig tonight, bye guys. Here's a band that brought some of the great dance sounds of Brazil to the twin stage just outside the main arena last night. They're from Pernambuco in the northeast of Brazil, a beautiful town called Olinda, where I spent some time at the beginning of the year. And at the heart of their sound is Maciel Salu, a master of folk music such as maracatu and forró. He's an ethnomusicologist and someone who comes from a long line of teachers of popular culture, musicians and singers. This is Orquestra Contemporaneo do Olinda with some infectious electro-folk and Maciel's voice that, for me, gives the music that timeless quality.
Retalho de seda, vestido de linho, toalha de mesa, pérola de brinho, bordado de renda, linha polivé, no balcão da venda, linha pra crochê, cordão de barbante, trancilim de ouro, de hoje em diante, sandália de couro, ela faz coxa de reta, costura, vestido de renda, a velha trabalha tanto, desde a ela emenda. Sexta, sábado e domingo, bebe e fica serena. Ela passa a noite toda bebendo no balcão da venda. Se levanta cedo, se desaba o mundo, se mata de medo, se morre de susto. Se lhe vale a sede, se lhe rasga a lenda. Se ela gasta a vida no balcão da venda, não quer aliança de ouro e nem casa pra ter problema. É um vestido de chita e o perfume da fazenda. Passa a noite no forró, bebendo no balcão da venda. É freguesa que alegra, não deve o dono da venda. Riba! Se desaba o mundo, se mata de medo, se morre de susto. Se lhe vale a sede, se lhe rasga a lenda. Se ela gasta a vida no balcão da venda. Quer aliança de ouro e nem casa pra ter problema. Quer um vestido de chita e o perfume da fazenda. Passa a noite no forró, bebendo no balcão da venda. É freguesa que alegra, não deve o dono da venda. Sexta, sábado e domingo, bebendo, fica serena. Ela passa a noite toda bebendo no balcão da venda.
Nesse lugar, em outro lugar qualquer, e na canção que vai tocar no rádio. Mas era mesmo uma maneira de te encontrar quando quiser. Nesse lugar, em outro lugar qualquer, e na canção que vai tocar no rádio.
Tá falado, tá falado.
Tá comprado, fiado, na boa, não tem mais.
Tá falado, tá falado.
Tá comprado, fiado, na boa, não tem mágoa. Pra confabular, o segundo artículo de La Revolución. Revolución, Revolución. Ai, era mesmo uma maneira de te encontrar quando quiser. Nesse lugar, em outro lugar qualquer, e na canção que vai tocar no rádio. Diz,
tá falado, tá falado.
Tá comprado, fiado, na boa, não tem mágoa.
Tá falado,
na palavra. Tá comprado, fiado, na boa, não tem mágoa. Mas pra te falar do que eu sei, é preciso canção. Mas pra te falar do que eu sei, é preciso.
Maestro Ivan do Espírito Santo.
Chega, velho!
Tá falado, minha gente!
Tá falado, tá falado.
Tá comprado, fiado, na boa, não tem mais. tá falado, tá falado. Tá comprado, fiado, na boa não tem mágoa. Saúde! Quero saber do mar, saber do vento, saber do dia que não vai chegar, saber da voz e da saúde, saber de mim, saber de nós. Quero saber do mar, saber do vento, saber do dia que não vai chegar, saber da voz e da saúde, saber de mim, saber de nós. Quero saber do mar, saber do vento, saber do dia que não vai chegar, saber da voz e da saúde, saber de mim, saber de nós. Quero saber do mar, saber do vento, do dia que não vai, saber da voz e da saúde, saber de mim, saber de nós. Quero saber, quero saber, eu quero, quero saber, quero saber, eu quero, quero saber, quero saber, eu quero, quero saber, eu quero, quero saber.
Thank you. Vento que sopra com calor no dedo, que vem martelando na minha cabeça uma luz, e vai preparando uma frase de efeito. Joga do peito a força no vento que sopra com calor no dedo, que vem martelando na minha cabeça uma luz, que parte sem volta e segue cantando. Forte representa o norte, bandeira como estrela, é só e verde novo ato, verde, amarelo e azul, e a mãe, oeste, leste, sul, sem engana, com saudade do medo. Todo jeito, ninguém pode saber do bem, que eu sempre vivo e você vem, com todo mundo, toda a vida, o olho passa desconhecido.
Tati representa o norte, bandeira com estrela.
É só
em verde, novo, arco, verde, amarelo e azul.
Minha mãe,
oeste, leste, sul,
sem cama, com saudade do meu.
Todo jeito, ninguém pode saber do bem que eu sempre tive, você tem. Todo mundo, toda vida, o olho passa desconhecido, a pele de anjo. Sabe quando tem a alma salta o corpo, vaga fazendo bem a mente e tenta o som, mas o nosso desprezo todo bem.
Joga fora,
se despede, fica no ar, pede licença pra passar, corre com o apagador, limpe tudo sem demora, toda sujeira, todo mar, agora já perdi o mato. Tá na mente, chegou pra ficar de repente. A voz que vai sempre me ver. Alegre de quem tem uma boa vida, tem valor, cabe sim. Também sente dor, mas prefere exaltar o que há de bom. Tá de bom, o campo que revela brecha na janela da poesia.
O campo que revela brecha na janela da folia.
Bora, Betão!
Cante assim comigo, vamos cantar. Olhe da janela, bebê, veja quem chegou pra ficar. Dentro da cabeça, tá na mente, chegou pra ficar de repente. A voz que vai sempre beber. Sempre a nova intenção vai plantar nessa bossa pra comer, enterrando a semente pra cantar. Quando a noite enfim me conhecer, feito dia, o campo que revela brecha na janela da poesia.
O campo que revela brecha na janela da orgia.
Da orgia.
Da orgia.
Janela da fria, fria. Da orgia.
Da orgia.
É, janela da fria, fria. Da orgia. Janela da fria, fria da orgia.
Da orgia.
Janela da fria,
fria, fria.
Brecha na janela da poesia.
O campo que revela brecha na janela da orgia.
Thank you.
Thank you. Comex.
Orchestra Contemporaneo de Olinda playing last night on the twin stage here at Cardiff Millennium Centre. Now, still to come, Catherine Finch and Sekou Keita, a Welsh-Urdu combo, also a Khazlau, and Tears Before Bedtime, brought to you by Bosnia's Amira. But with me now in the studio are three very esteemed colleagues of mine. Johannes Thurer, presenter, producer, music curator, the guy who set up the world music charts in Europe 22 years ago, chair of the World Music Workshop of the European Broadcasting Union. Johannes, I could go on forever. You are a master of all things of world music.
Oh, thank you. May I quote that?
You can. You can get it back on the iPlayer and have it as a ringtone. Miriam Brenner, Dutch musicologist. You've done fieldwork in Sulawesi in Central Asia. You're a festival curator also, and you now have a company called Kokako Music, a sort of collective of DJs and global artists.
Exactly.
Welcome, Miriam.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And finally, Reneth Tshisekulu.
Yes.
From South Africa, a director of IMEXA, Independent Music Exporters of South Africa, an export office dedicated to developing South African produced music around the world. Welcome, all three of you.
Thank you.
As Dylan, not the Welsh poet and writer Dylan Thomas has said, but Bob Dylan said, times they are a-changing. We're in a spirit of social and political upheaval, not just in the 60s when Bob Dylan was writing about this, but even now. Johannes, the music industry, is this doom and gloom? You've had 22 years of the world music charts for Europe. How do you see this?
Well, it's constant change, of course. When we started the charts in 91, we didn't have any interest in charts. That was almost like ironic. But we knew that the only chance to get information about world music into the print media was to deliver a chart. We had had some great successes from Israel and from Khaled and so on, but then suddenly world music, they said it's going to disappear, and it didn't happen in the print papers anymore. So the radio bosses said it's gone. What are we talking about? So we had a chart, and they could see it's still going on. So those days it was definitely a tool, it was a trick. These days it's completely different. The world music charts are a key tool to market your music in the world music scene. So something has evolved from that, and it feels a bit like now they're kind of fading out of where the crowd is going and growing in the club scene. Maybe it's very difficult to say. We have still the situation that it's difficult for music from all over the world to find their way its way into our households into our radio stations, and so I think the world music issue, the topic is still going on, with changing parameters. Yes.
Always. Yeah. So maybe in a sense the charts are reflecting a change rather than saying that it's the end of anything. I mean, Miriam, you know, with you and your DJ collective, and you're doing this fantastic Club Glee, is that what it's called here?
Yes, that's a venue for tonight for the DJ nights, definitely.
I mean, there has been this great sort of resurgence of vinyl. Is it that the DJ scene is now providing a new platform for world music?
I think it's a renewed interest for a lot of DJs going from more electronic music back to the roots and going back to, you know, 70s music from Angola, for instance, and a couple of labels putting out some really beautiful compilations. And DJs nowadays, you know, they want to have a really nice, you know, dancing audience, but they want to have something different. Something different to show than all the other clubs pumping out some, you know, mindless beats and things like that. And so they go back to roots of music and incorporate that. So it's a beautiful symbiosis, really, of, you know, 2013 and where music came from.
So in fact, the kind of technology that's kind of pushing a lot of these old things out is actually making things more accessible.
For sure.
I guess.
Yes, you know? Definitely.
You can find the stuff that's been lost and rediscovered and get your name out there. Is there some DJ that's this adventurous, great discoverer.
Oh, exactly. There's a lot of crate diggers, you know, that go to places and talk to people and literally, you know, start digging in crates and stuff like that and remix it. And remix in general is a great way to get world music out to a larger audience, because if you can, you know, play that on the radio, or if DJs played that, it's a, you know, you expose your audience to music they probably would never, you know, get in touch with maybe. And
Renith, coming to you, I mean, there is quite a big contingent of South Africans here at WOMEX this year.
Yes.
It seems to me that isn't this a tough time to be promoting music? Or, I mean, why are you here in a sense? What is it that you've seen? What light at the end of a tunnel is it that you've seen that makes you want to come and promote your music?
Looking into South African music, you'll find that we've got great talent in South Africa, but which is not really well known worldwide. So to us, it might look that the music is down, but this is just like a beginning to us. We see it as something that will make artists grow. Like when we come to UK, we find that this is just an introduction to South African music. We know we have about Mera Makeba, we got Yuma Sikela, but we got new talent now that is bringing new thing, like Jessica doing praise with the melody at the back. So it's kind of like very exciting.
So in a sense, we've got it's like the technology is giving us a window, but
yes,
you still need to put the effort in, to walk the boards and to meet these people and
yes,
take your music out there.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think, Johannes?
The music tells about the people, and if the people are there physically, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
How can I have respect towards the creation or the echo into a past or a history or a tradition, mm-hmm, of a music if I ignore the people making it, bearing it? And what we need is a social context for the music to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We just recently had it in Afghanistan, for example, where they actually managed to erase the music of an entire population, which is pure madness, and they brought a school there. They brought up some children who can again play the old music, and what a difference it makes,
mm-hmm,
if you have it on location, not just a record player. MP3 sticks don't replace the almost physical love or dedication
to
the music.
Yeah,
and the energy.
The energy.
Which if it's remixed, of course, gets a new drive.
But you know, it seems to me, and this is a little bit of my hobby horse, is that, you know, that world music is not the way that we have been thinking of it anymore. I mean, it is changing. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But it's probably more in demand now. It's just that people don't put a geographic term to it anymore. You know, so I'm guessing that, Miriam, when your DJs are looking for music,
mm-hmm,
they're looking for a groove and a rhythm and the stuff, and they find it, and it happens to be from Angola, or it happens to be from Congo, happens to be from somewhere else. But it's not that the people that are going along to the clubs are saying, oh, give me some more music from such and such a country.
No, definitely not. And well, the fun thing is actually that if people play something, sometimes people have no idea. Especially, you know, there's so many festivals nowadays with electronic music, which are incorporating stages dedicated to more world music. And people that go there have no idea what to expect, but they just love the fact that, you know, they're getting introduced to all these different rhythms. And like we had Shangan Electro, 189 BPM, you know, stuff like that. Or Kuduro from Angola, or, you know, all these different things. And they're just amazed. And, you know, it's interesting for them. They ask, like, where is this from? But it's more about the general feeling that everybody loves to dance eventually,
yes,
and to discover and
exactly
have the energy. The
universality of music.
Yeah.
And actually what's great is that live music, I mean, irrespective of the way in which people buy it, live music is really thriving,
yeah,
it seems to me, you know. And in the studio, we've got Jessica here. Jessica.
Yes.
Jessica Bangena, who's a praise singer. Jessica, just tell me something about praise singing.
Praise singing is the ancient of praise poetry, conveying messages, gushing them out with through the soul that lives the purpose. So it's an African, it's a traditional African activity that is done to give the praises to the kings mostly, and also to the nation at large. Now this is entitled Africa, which is a tribute to Nelson Mandela.
Jessica, please give us the song.
Africa no zala wa ma Africa. Africa no zala wa mzontundu. Africa no zala wa mlisala no mtinja na we Africa. Zifigili zikhalemna zinge zize kuzakuza. Zizenzo no zakuzaku. Yanga shinto mbengulu ya kabanga umane ya landula. Aputuzi lama pete mwa pipitla ama sinye pute papama. Ikalumpali wasuka wapepeta. Ebe gulugu shagula shagi sama logo nyam. Kota waila shimbo ya kongo poyana. Begu tova tova. Begu nyatela. Begu bizangenkandosi mshabo mnyama mshabo koko. Masima shaza masima kumleyo. Atu nyiswa kukuzinga. Nepongo lama Afrika. Kunike ma Afrika nditi huntu. Genga inyame kuyoku meli nyaniso. Nenzo ndelele yoku tinu zinzo lwe Afrika. Kubaka logu lo mtlaba na lama kenchiko lite ne silivere. Inga zimlo ya zbinge na kuti hai. Kabele kuchu labo kopili ze kapa za makalanga. Kubeka nizinto ndina nizinto kazi. Kubeka ni magwe tina ni makia zana. Niza ni mtobe luchika wa ishlo mkulu inzu palu kautu kakabu ngeka. Kwa kubaka lagu lue panze kengal kam choli. Uwa bono ngumprofetu nzika ni mtutwe ni. Ela kwa na klazo nenzo wa makoboka. Ila mikeke mba mapule mba mahilili. Ama chini china machevela machicholo. Kholi sasa ndoga Mandela. Sitibaye. Tagwa lisola zulu wanotolu tutulwa zito zengwe vuzanga pambili omkainge o Steve Biko Krisani Robert Sobukwe nteta makaweka zolilian goi no atile tambo khabel nende vula kwa mtikaka. You have upheld the dignity and the stature of the African child in the entire universe. You have brought back freedom and democracy into the African continent. Ulukholi lusasa lwenzo nipo yoku soni choko mtom nyama we Afrika kwili zoli pela. Ulukholi lusasebe lufutu lulukwati lizwe lwaza lufuka nyabu sungu inbe chefye khambe li mnyama la bentanka. Yola nasiti ala matiba ala matiba tibi ntonga tuza pupa matibu zungatu bizemna lo. Tili kubevuka zinda ufele ndawu yako. Sisa sabate mbusani ngendela matota. Tichumla mbumbashi nganga sise. Sisa ziandi fumela. Sisa telipunga. Mandukiaga matiba, mandukiaga yemye mabafaz basem vezo buk takata. Deham. Deham. Ding. Lili.
Music and voice alive and kicking here in Radio 3. Jessica Ambagena raising her voice in praise of Nelson Mandela. Johannes, Miriam, Renith, and Jessica, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Lopakotari here on World on 3. We're in Cardiff, where over 2,000 people from all over the world have gathered to share their skills, connections, and music at WOMEX 2013. Part of the reason they're all here is to listen to great music all night long and into the early hours of the morning. And last night, these guys brought us an absolute gem of classic, classy, danceable nostalgia. The Cumbia All-Stars are all musicians from Peru who were in some of the best-known Peruvian bands of the 60s and 70s, but who kind of dropped out of the international scene until recently. A bit like the Buena Vista Social Club story, I guess. Well, they've got together into a whole new band, and last night they brought us the real thing, authentic cumbia grooves and harmonies that just typify the country and a light touch on the psychedelic surf guitar. ¶¶
A las 10 viene el abrazo, a las 2 de la mañana, ya mi amor no me hace caso. El beso a las 10 del abrazo, a las 2 de la mañana, ya mi amor no me hace caso.
The Cumbia All-Stars, Cumbia from the guys who defined it all those years ago. And in December, we're going to be bringing you a Womex Highlights World on Three, when you can hear a couple of the guys from the band chatting to me about Cumbia, dancing, and how much they love playing again. Well, while you've been listening to the music from the Cumbia All-Stars, Welsh harpist Catherine Finch and Senegalese choral player Sekou Keita have set themselves up here in the studio, and I think they're about ready to play us some music. They're going to start with Thonghai Cherabi, if I'm right, where ships and water meet.
Thank you.
A perfect breeze over calm waters. Catherine Finch and Sekou Keita. Thank you. That was absolutely beautiful. So tell me, both of you, why the harp and kora, apart from the fact that they are both pretty large instruments, pretty cumbersome, and have got lots of strings.
Yeah. That's a raffle prize, actually.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
How many
why?
Strings?
Who thought of this?
Well, it's kind of an obvious choice, really. You've got two instruments that are part of the same family. And although coming from very different traditions, I think the mix of music, it's very traditional music we both, traditions, cultures we both come from, and somehow the two traditions, they stick together, and it kind of works, you know?
But who thought of this? I mean, what, you know, what you just, you heard each other play one day, and you thought, okay.
Well, it's a project. There's Theatre Moldan in Cardigan and Astar Artes, who look after Sekou and look after many world artists. They created a partnership, I suppose, and paired together the two of us. You know, they came up with the idea of this particular pairing, and
it worked.
And it worked, yeah. And so here we are, really. You know,
so what were the kind of challenges then, Sekou? What were
as Catherine said, there's a lot of similarity, you know, between this instrument and the challenge. Good question.
There's always a challenge, you know.
There's always, yeah.
We come from different backgrounds, and so I'm a classically trained artist, really, and Sekou's very much from his Senegalese tradition, right? And so when we first met, it was very much finding the blend, really, you know, and being able to mix our two styles together. And I guess that's the main challenge, is being able to discover and create, having that time to be able to discover and develop ideas together.
But they're both kind of oral traditions, aren't they? I mean, you know, historically in Wales, the harp has been taught as an oral tradition. The kora is obviously an oral tradition. I guess that ear that both of you have has helped you, in a sense, hear each other's musical thoughts.
A lot, because there's no reading and writing on what we're doing. It's basically, you know, letting the ears decide, really. And which is amazing with some of the songs that we play. Amazingly, the similarity of the Wales, some of the Wales traditional songs, and the kora songs are really similar, like almost like same keys we're touching. Which is like with less effort. The thing that we have, both, I think, is open-minded and leaving the space for the music to flow alone. So that's what makes the pack, really.
Yeah, it's always nice to discover how, you know, a traditional Welsh song and a piece of Mandinka music, and all of a sudden you play them at the same time, and although it's in very, very different sides of the world, they somehow sit on top of each other fine. And it's really exciting when things like that happen, because you just, you know, you suddenly come alive and think, oh my God, you know, these two pieces are completely different, but look, they're fine, they work together. So it's been that kind of process for us, really, and a really great one, you know. For me, it's the rhythm. Sekou has this inbuilt rhythm of total amazement that, as a musician, you know, for me, is quite hard to kind of grasp straight away. He's lived it for his whole life, so you kind of jump on it a little bit. But, you know, it's great to be able to discover it, really, and to try and live it as well.
So it's kind of changed the way, or open your ears to a different way of hearing.
Oh yeah, totally. You know, when we first sat down about a year ago, I, you know, my first, like I say, as a classical musician, the first thing you do is get out your manuscript paper.
throw it away, and I was
constantly trying to write it down. You're like, Sekou, you know, we have this joke, it's like, where's one? You know, I could never find one. And I'd be like, oh God, there's one. And I'd always get it wrong. It was like, no, that's not one. Yeah. And eventually, you know, you throw that away, because you've got to just live it, really.
So so which one are you going to give us now?
Without the one.
Yeah.
Which is going to go to a future string song, that basically a composition, really, a different approach to the kora. Because, you know, playing with Katrine and hearing all the different style of choral playing. This is another approach. It's, yeah, future strings.
Short but sweet. Thank you very much, both of you, for coming
in. Thank you.
Sekou Keita and Katrin Finch sitting very comfortably on the one. Dioch. Dioch, Katrin. Thank you very much, both
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
And so from Wales and Senegal to what is perhaps an even more unusual pairing, Wales with Pakistan. That joining of shared styles that Katrin and Sekou were just talking about. Ghazalao is where Urdu love songs, ghazals, meet Welsh folk songs. I bumped into Gwyneth Glynn, the singer in the group, just yesterday, and she said that apart from loving Bollywood movies, when she met up with ghazal singer Tausif Akhtar a year ago at the Desert Festival in India, they got to talking about how poetry is the heart of so much of their music, and that it's this love of poetry that was something that they thought they should explore musically together. So let's go over to the Donald Gordon Theatre here in the Millennium Centre, where tonight's performance from Ghazalo has begun.
तेरे कदमों से लिपट जाने को भागे मेरा दिल मैं तो पीछे बहुत मुझे से आगे मेरा दिल दिल की पहले तो न दे चर्चा देखूं एक जरा शेर कहूं और मैं क्या क्या देखूं अपनी रुसवाई तेरे नाम का चर्चा देखूं एक जरा शेर कहूं और मैं क्या क्या देखूं शाम भी हो गई धुंधला गई आंखें भी मेरी शाम भी तक तेरा रसता देखूं एक जरा शेर कहूं और मैं क्या क्या देखूं
सरिशन सांता दिमाग तक इसका देखता देखूं एक जरा शेर कहूं और मैं क्या क्या देखूं
सोमति मत किसको कभी दार पता तू सिर्फ मतलब न सहन और नार संभी हुई गलेरा ना का तू सिर्फ सोमति मत किसको कभी दार पता तू सिर्फ मतलब न सहन और नार संभी हुई गलेरा ना का
to where we started this journey of Ghazalov. This happened in a beautiful roundhouse in St. Hilary, which is very close to Cardiff. The time does not permit me to tell you the whole story, but yes, when we were recording this album in the roundhouse, the weather outside was -6, and the weather inside was 20. And it was a great contrast, the contrast which you can see, the Welsh and the Indian. We got the warmth from India and we got the winter from here.
Oh, thanks. Because we're a cold, harsh people.
No, you're very warm. You're very warm. Well, by the way, I'm half Welsh now. This is my 5th trip to Wales. And I love this place and the people out here. When we landed here on the Heathrow, it was really nice and cold, and we like it cold when we come from India. And I told our youngest and bachelor, Mr. Manas, on violin, I told him, Manas, this is the right climate for you to find a girl. So, and I told him, it just takes a moment, keep your eyes open. So, this song is called Ek Pal, means moment.
Oh, God, the wedding.
मुझसे मिलने की जिसमें थी उम्मीद, तुझसे मिलने की जिसमें थी उम्मीद, क्या हुआ वो किधर गया मौसम, क्या हुआ वो किधर गया मौसम,
मर मर
Ghazala, a group where poetry collides. And it is quite poetic, because we did start this programme with poetry. And that's kind of it for tonight. Thanks to all my guests on the programme and the Radio 3 team, who've done a sterling job of bringing you such a mix of music tonight. There's still more to come in December on World on 3 from Womex. You can hear some of the other highlights from this World Music Expo. Next week, Marianne Kennedy will be in the driving seat, joined by Capra Kenny. Now, at the start of the programme tonight, I said that there would be tears before bedtime, and this is why. Amira is a singer from Bosnia, and her passion is Sevda. The songs of love, lament and sorrow, you name it, it pulls at the heartstrings and yet leaves you feeling better. So good night from the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff and Womex 2013. And I leave you with Amira singing to a packed audience in the main auditorium here at the Wales Millennium Centre.
She knows he's not faithful to her, but yet she waits for him every night. And he's so sure of himself that he even tells her, "Darling, make me a coffee, so if I show up, I show up." And does she need the strength to tell him to go away? This woman in this song had the strength to send him away.
Gledala si, dragi, ne treba, jer ti drugu dragu sada mi
Three came live from the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff. It was presented by Lopa Qatari, and you can hear it again for the next 7 days on the iPlayer radio. This is BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and also online. Now, Through the Night with Katrina Young.
This is BBC Radio 3. Hello and a very warm welcome from me, Katrina Young. I have music for you through the night. I hope you'll keep me company for a while, certainly for the next couple of hours while I introduce you to the young Ukrainian pianist Alexander Romanovsky. We're joining him for a concert he gave in August 2012 as part of the 8th Chopin and His Europe Festival in Warsaw. He's a pretty impressive performer. When he was 15, he was made an honorary academician by the Bologna Philharmonic Academy. It turns out he was only the third musician in the history of the Academy to have been given the honour at that age. The previous two were Rossini and Mozart. He started with a dance by Jean-Philippe Rameau.